the Duchess of York has been caught on camera offering to sell access to her husband, Prince Andrew. The News of the World says Sarah Ferguson was filmed by one of its reporters posing as a businessman, and it appears that she accepts $40,000 in cash. The paper says Prince Andrew knew nothing about the deal, worth more than £500,000. A witness at the centre of a corruption investigation has alleged that a Reserve Bank subsidiary was willing to supply prostitutes and pay bribes to win banknote supply contracts. The allegation surfaced in a special investigation by Four Corners and The Age newspaper. It's found that a middleman hired by Securency International said he intended to bribe a central bank governor from an Asian country. A report on Australia's education system says teachers want an overhaul of the performance evaluation process. The Grattan Institute report says most teachers surveyed believe that the existing evaluation process doesn't improve teaching in Australian schools. And lawyers for the Bushfires Royal Commission will this week attack the Victorian government over its handling of the Black Saturday fires. A leaked lawyer's submission accuses the government of substantial policy failure that placed at least some of those who died at great risk. Finally, at least 19 people have been killed and more than 70 injured when a train derailed in a mountainous area in eastern China. State media says a landslide damaged the tracks, causing several carriages to derail and overturn in Jiangxi province.